This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is Hitchcock's Blondes, The Unforgettable Women, Behind the Legendary Director's Dark Obsession. The author, Lawrence Lamer, best-selling author of Capote's Women. Lawrence Lamer shares an engrossing account of the enigmatic director Alfred Hitchcock in this book, Hitchcock's Blondes, that finally puts the dazzling actresses he cast in his legendary movies at the center of the story. In this book, Lamer once again nails the gossip and glamour of the golden age of Hollywood with the fascinating, complex lives of blonde actresses that became the focus of the director's obsession. Lawrence Lamer is a leading biographer of the rich and powerful, including, as I mentioned, Capote's Women, Madness Under the Royal Palms, and the Kennedy Women, among many other books. The second season in FX's anthology series, Feud, will be an adaptation of Lamer's 2021 Putnam bestseller, Capote's Women. The miniseries will star Naomi Watts, Molly Ringwald, Diane Lane, and other notable stars, with Gus Van Sant directing. Lawrence makes his home in Washington, D.C. Happy to have Lawrence Lamer join me now here on Speaking of Writers. Lawrence, welcome to this program.
Thanks, Steve.
So the big question, Lawrence, why was Hitchcock fixated on blondes?
Partially because he was a very ambitious young director, and he went to these big temples, which were the movie theaters that were like temples, and he saw in the audience, it was mainly women. The majority of the audience was women, and the men often not were brought there by the women. So he had to please women. He had to have characters that were that women would identify with. And he thought these blonde actresses, he considered blondes the ultimate woman. And so that's why he's obsessed with them. Now, I don't know how many natural blondes you've met. I'm not sure I've ever met any, but that's what it is. I wish I'd invested in peroxide.
And he would often manipulate them, too.
Yes, he would, to get what he wanted out of them. He wasn't cruel just to be cruel. For example, my book starts with a story in The Birds, when the famous scene where she walks upstairs and opens the door, and these birds come at her and attack her. Well, they're originally going to use mechanical birds, but they didn't look realistic enough. So she comes in Monday morning, and the assistant director comes in and says, I got some bad news for you. We're going to have to use live birds. So she went out there, and here were all these live birds in this cage, and she just gets into the cage. Well, if they did that for 10 minutes, right, that would be enough to get the shot, you'd think. But he wanted the perfect shot. He did it for five straight days. And the fifth day, he had them tie the birds under her arms with hands with strings, and they went at her eyes. They came very close to poking at her eyes. Again, he didn't do this to be cruel, because he wanted to have a certain get a certain shot, and he got it.
And Tippi Hedren, as you point out in the first chapter, the first sentence, was not afraid of birds at all. She actually had a raven named Buddy in her dressing room.
Yeah, that was her one friend on the set.
We're chatting with Lawrence Lamer here on Speaking of Writers. His new book is Hitchcock's Blondes, The Unforgettable Women Behind the Legendary Director's Dark Obsession. Where do you think this dark obsession started with him?
First of all, he had a very tortured relationship with his mother. Okay, he didn't like his mother. Every night in the evening he'd have to go and stand at the bottom of her bed right before he went to bed. And you see that after she dies in the early 40s, almost every single mother he portrays is a monster, is a terrible person. In Notorious, the Nazi leader's mother is the most evil person in the whole movie.
How challenging was it, Lawrence, to be a Hitchcock leading lady?
It was challenging, but they were, each one was singularly good in what she did. They overcame the difficulties working with him and made these great films. And if you go on Amazon Prime and plug in Hitchcock, you'll find over 40 movies, 40 of Hitchcock's films that you can watch with pleasure.
In all of the research you did on Hitchcock, were there any facts that surprised you?
Okay. With Grace Kelly, she has this incredibly successful career. She's won an Academy Award for The Country Girl, which is just, she's just magnificent in that. She was on the verge of becoming one of the great American actresses. And Prince Rainier, is getting on in years. If he doesn't marry and have a son, Monaco is going to be taken over by France. So he arrives at Christmas. He met her before at the Cannes Film Festival in Monaco for a half hour. He comes to visit her that first evening at her family's house. After dinner, she goes in the back room with him and they have sex, and he comes out with his rumpled suit. And 4 days, she spends almost no time with him, but agrees to marry him. And the rest of her life is kind of imprisoned in this palace. He
Good.
wouldn't let her out to do any movies.
Did he have a favorite?
He loved her. He loved Ingrid Bergman. I would say those two. He didn't like Kim Novak. Kim Novak in Vertigo does a splendid job. She should have been nominated for an Academy Award, but he put her down during the making of the film, and foolishly afterwards, when they're trying to get moviegoers to see it, he put her down then, which wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, she actually played two characters in Vertigo with Jimmy
And she was
Stewart.
great. She
Yeah.
was just great.
Hitchcock's Blondes is the book. So, Lawrence, in terms of being a writer, how did you become a writer?
How did I become a writer? I went to the Peace Corps in Nepal. I spent 2 wonderful years in Nepal. I came and had a fellowship at the University of Oregon, International Development. And a fluke, I was so bored with what I was studying, I took a class in magazine writing. This is 1967. I'm 81 years old. And I talked my way into to George Wallace's plane, the governor of Alabama running for
Yeah.
president. And I spent a week with him, sent in an article to the New Republic. They published it, and I thought, wow, this is great. So I went to the Columbia University School of Journalism, ended up second in my class, went to work for Newsweek. It was terrible. I got fired after a year. I wrote a book, and then I went down. I wrote magazine articles. I worked incognito in a coal mine in West Virginia, covered the war in Bangladesh, started writing, and had a very hard time making a living. But after a while, I started making a good living.
Capote's Women, Hitchcock's Blondes, your latest. What is next for you?
Well, what I'm basically doing is a trilogy about of creative geniuses and the women around them. The
Hmm.
first one was Capote's Women, which, as you said, is going to be this 8-part series, and it's the cover of Town and Country this month. And it's just an incredible article about all that went into this. So that's going to be probably January and February. The second one is this one, Hitchcock's Blondes, which has been optioned for a series as well. It probably will get made too. And the third one is Warhol's Muses. And I have incredible research, maybe the best research of all, on this one.
I wanted to ask you about the research for this book, which sources and how, what was the research process like?
Well, unfortunately, most people had gone. I interviewed Eva Marie Saint and Kim Novak. Eva Marie Saint was extraordinary. She is 99 years old now. She lives by herself in an apartment on Wilshire Boulevard. And when I interviewed her on the phone, the only sound was the lawnmower underneath her window. Her daughter was not happy that I was going to have her living by herself, okay? She's thinking it meant she wasn't a good daughter. I mean, I'm sure she's a great daughter. When I'm 90, if I reach 99 and I'm living by myself, it's not because my daughter doesn't love me. It's because it's much better to live by yourself, right?
Yes. Did Hitchcock, he wasn't a diary writer, was he?
No,
Didn't keep a journal.
he was too controlling.
The book is Hitchcock's Blondes, The Unforgettable Women Behind the Legendary Director's Dark Obsession. Lawrence, what would you like readers to take away from this book?
I just would like them to have a greater appreciation of what it takes to be a great director, to great make films. That's why I go into the making of them and show just what he did to achieve what he achieved, and these women, to show the sacrifices they made, the challenges they put up with, and the magnificent performances, which are really immortal.
The book is Hitchcock's Blondes, The Unforgettable Women Behind the Legendary Director's Dark Obsession. The author, Lawrence Lamer. You can get more and connect online with Lawrence Lamer on his website, lamer.com, spelled LEAMER. Lawrence, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Steve.
And this is Speaking of Writers.